Hey, what's happening, everybody? I'm Larry Roberts, and this is another episode of the Readily Random Podcast.
Hey, you could be larger than life, bigger than the world, living out the hopes and dreams of every boy and every girl. You could fly higher than the sky.
What is happening, everybody? I am back. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but I'm back, and I'm so stoked to be here. It's been a really hard couple of months not being able to speak. And especially if you know me, like for really, you know I talk all the time. So you understand that it's very difficult for Larry not to have a voice. But, you know, I did a podcast earlier tonight, but I'm still going to say it again. I'm going to say thank you to the individuals that stepped in and acted as guest hosts on my shows while I was out nursing my vocal cords. I want to say thank you to Eric Hunley. Thank you to Heather Vickery. And thank you to Tyson Franklin, all of which have their own podcasts that I highly recommend you check out. As a matter of fact, let's just name those. Let's go Eric Conley with the Unstructured Podcast, Heather Vickery of The Brave Files, and Tyson Franklin of Podiatry Legends. And he doesn't just like feet or anything. It's not like a fetish. He's a podiatrist. So if you're having some foot issues, old Tyson's your man. So, but anyhow, check out everybody's podcast, man, because my show would have came to a screeching halt, and who knows what would have happened if they hadn't stepped up in my desperate time of need. So, tonight I've got a guest that is a really cool cat. I've been watching his vids, man, and he's got a very unique approach to what he does, and whatever it is, it's working. So, he is on TikTok. He's a TikTok influencer. With, and I'm sure you'll correct me, but roughly a half a million followers? Is that right, Jonathan?
200 and about to be 86,000, so a quarter million.
Quarter million, half a million, we're almost there. Let's round up. Let's round up to half a million. So
I'm all about it. Let's round up. Manifest it.
There, exactly. You say it, and it's going to happen. So, but Jonathan DeWitt is with me today, and we're going to talk about TikTok. We're going to learn more about what got him involved in the platform. Was it his first platform that he got so heavily involved with? Is it something new to him, or is it something that he's been doing? Was he an early adopter? Was he a Viner? Because we all know, you know, Vine kind of went the way of the MySpace, and it died for a while. It's back now, from the way I understand it. We'll talk about that a little bit. But as far as that goes, let's just talk about TikTok, and let's welcome Jonathan DeWitt to the show. So, Jonathan.
Yeah, TikTok is a great platform. I like it because it's short videos, and I find short videos are way more appealing than longer videos. You know, a lot of us have short attention spans these days, you know?
Sure.
And it's easier to be funny or to get a point across in a shorter video and consume that content when we are on the go, you know, get a quick little snippet of somebody's mind and look into their life real quick and see what they're all about. And I think it's really cool. Short video platforms of all nature, I find very attractive when it comes to social media platforms.
So I've noticed that, man, you're super creative in your videos, and there are some features that you carry from video to video. Specifically, I'm referring to your eyes. You have some crazy wild contacts that just kind of draw you in, unless those are your natural eyes, and then we need to take the conversation in a different direction.
I wish they were my natural eyes. Sometimes people ask me about them, and sometimes I'll joke with them and tell them that I tattooed my eyes because I lost a bet. But yeah, you know, they're contacts. I strive to be very different when it comes to being an individual. That's why I also dye my hair. And that's definitely why I have the contacts. It helps with standing out, you know, in a very saturated market where seems like everybody and their mother these days want to be on social media and, you know, reach the dream of, whoa, look at me, I'm famous, or, you know, whatever people are looking for in the social media realm. So that's definitely why I have the contacts. It just makes me stand out a little bit more. I even wear them in public sometimes when I go to Walmart just to see people stare at me and look really weird.
I'm sure you get some really good reactions, especially with, and I don't know, maybe you've changed the color, but I think the last time I looked was a couple of days ago. You had blue hair.
Yeah. And well, purple. It was purple. Yeah.
Purple. Okay. Maybe my hue was off a little bit there and it looked blue, but purple hair. I mean, and it's bright. It's not just like a dull purple. It's hello, I'm purple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It looks cool, man. I dig it. So you combine that with your eyes. And did you have, it seemed like you had something going on with your teeth. Did you have any mouthpieces in, or maybe I'm getting you confused?
I my older videos. I don't know if you've looked at the older videos. I don't know how far back you went in my video log, but I had a fake gold tooth at one point that I got
it.
From Wish.
That's
and
it.
I popped the fake gold tooth in to stand out. And I actually at one point had a fake Tekashi 6ix9ine grill because I had rainbow hair at one point. So
oh I didn't see the Tekashi 6ix9ine grill, but I definitely saw, at least I caught a couple of the videos with the gold tooth. So that's what got me on track there. So, you know, something that's really kind of stumping me, and I love the fact that you say that you stand out and you're doing this to stand out. You do your hair and your look overall to stand out from the crowd. And that's something that I try to get across to my audience, at least as of late specifically. Many people don't know that a one sheet or a visual type resume is something that's very, very valuable in the podcasting space. They're very common in the entertainment industry and in radio and speaking and that sort of thing, but they tend to get overlooked. And so many people have the most bland looking one sheets that is just a Olin Mills photograph. And if you even know what that is, you might not be old enough to know Olin Mills.
I do not know.
See, that's how old it is. I said Olin Mills. Yeah. I was going to say Olin Mills, dated looking, professional, quote unquote, headshot. And a wall of text. But I try to promote using one sheets that stand out from a very, as you already said, saturated market. And video is even more saturated than the speaking industry or the podcasting space. So aside from those features, something that I've been struggling with, because I have a TikTok account, okay? And there's one video, well, just one. Just one.
I'll have to go check that out and follow it.
It's not even, yes, please follow it because I could use the help. But all it is an intro for the podcast. It's a custom intro that I had made, and I didn't know what else to throw out there. So here's the scene. I'm 47, fat, and white. So I'm missing all of the social justice boxes there, okay? So what can your average cat that's, you know, middle-aged-ish, do to maybe stand out? Would you have any ideas you could throw at us there?
For are you talking about you specifically, or just anybody that is mid-aged?
Well, I'm probably going to steal the ideas, but it's for it's for the whole audience, you know. But I'll take action too.
For sure. Okay, so for anybody that is, I mean, just really pertains to anybody. It doesn't even have to be an age. Anybody that is trying to stand out in any way, shape, or form. I'm sure at one point in time, we've all been picked on for something, right?
Sure.
Whether it be overweight, or in my case, it's the dark circles under my eyes because I don't know what it is, anemia or whatever. So I try to poke fun at myself and stand out that way, make jokes of myself a little bit. I don't know. I guess that's pretty much what I do is I try to just have fun with anything. But if you're trying to stand out, like, props. I think props are a big thing when it comes to video creation. You know, I used to have a gold chain that I would wear sometimes too. It was like $6 and I would throw that on. I used to have a crown. You know, props are really fun if you don't have any specific bodily features or whatever, you know, that make you stand out from the crowd.
Right. Well, I think we probably all do. Very few of us have those, you know, chiseled good looks. So you got to do what you got to do to grab those attentions and those likes and those followers. So
yeah, very true.
Do you, what kind of planning goes into these videos? Do you script them? Do you scribble something out on a pad, or do you just think of it and start recording?
You know, I have rarely planned a video. I typically wake up for the day and I look around me. I look at objects. I look at maybe trends. I just come up with an idea for that day, and I don't even have a script or anything. I film it and I say, no, I don't like that angle. I don't like how I said that. I'm going to re-say it, maybe a different tone, a different whatever. And I just tailor the video that I'm creating for that day as I'm going. I seldom plan anything. I'm a very spontaneous individual, and I think that's what makes it really fun for, you know, me.
Yeah, and I dig that. As I mentioned before, while we were in the green room, which is really just before the show, I'm very spontaneous on the show. I don't have a script. I don't like writing down questions. And, I mean, it's not just because I'm talking to somebody like it's a TikTok influencer that's a social media specialist. I mean, and I mean no disrespect, but, I mean, if I'm even talking to, like, a Harvard professor, which I have done on occasion, I am the same way, you know, yeah. So I'm not going to prepare any differently for a professor than I am for an influencer. I don't rank them differently. I give everybody the same level of respect on my show. And it just makes, one, me more consistent, and two, more authentic. So
of course,
when I lead into the authenticity there, how do you feel about authenticity on TikTok? Is it, because in all honesty, to me, it seems like, now I know your personality comes through because you have such a library of videos to choose from. But yeah. If you're new to the platform, do you feel like authenticity is the route you should take, or do you think you should have kind of a gimmick maybe even at first?
You know, I think everybody should try different things. I've been doing social media for about 4 years, and I've just taken it super serious the past 1 year. And since I've been taking it more seriously, obviously I've been blowing up a little bit more.
Sure.
But I think that it's important to try new things and try everything, because it's, while you have a small audience and there's not a lot of eyes on you, you can either make mistakes or make videos that don't hit very hard. And you can find what you are liking to post, and you can find, you know, the enjoyment that you're looking for when it comes to creating. I think it's important to enjoy what you do and don't just do it because you want to be, you know, famous or get the money or whatever. Like, I do it because I actually thoroughly enjoy it, you know?
Right, right. It's like, that's why I podcast, because I love to talk, and, well, I tend to talk a lot is pretty much what it amounts to, and that's why I didn't have a voice for 2 months. So yeah. I wouldn't shut up when I got sick, and it just made it worse. So yeah. you mentioned that you just started taking social media seriously or super seriously over the past year or so. I have been very serious about my social media. And I mean, nowhere near, obviously, the level that you have. And, you know, I've always went, well, it's just because I'm old, you know? But yeah. I don't know that it's that I'm old. I think it's that my content is garbage. So I've managed to do is get a couple thousand on Twitter. I'm pegged out on my friends list on Facebook. And I just got on LinkedIn. LinkedIn seems to be a really good resource for podcast guests and promoting your podcast as well. So that's where I'm at. But when you said you took it serious and you started blowing up recently because of it, what do you mean when you say that? What did you do that differentiated what you're doing today versus what you did 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Well, 2, 3, 4 years ago, I was trying to be somebody that I wasn't. I was trying to act authentic, but I wasn't really being authentic. I was playing a character that I thought people wanted to see.
Right.
I saw content that was doing very well, and I tried to copy that. Instead of being original and doing what I like, I was tailoring myself to what I thought people liked.
Sure.
And it wasn't working out, and I was unhappy with the content I was producing. And I also wasn't posting consistently. I would post here and there, and I wouldn't have a consistent schedule. And I think consistency is very important. If you post maybe once a day, or you tell your followers when you're posting, they know to look for your content, which is obviously the most important thing, is for them to be looking out for your content. So you Sure. get the views, the likes, the engagement, you know? Yeah. So I just started being more consistent. And I just said, screw it. I only post content that I think is funny. Once I finish a video, before I even post it, I watch it for myself in its entirety. And I look at it, and I myself chuckle. I look at it and say, wow, I look really stupid. That's hilarious. Or, oh, wow, this was actually really cool. Or, whoa, I can't believe that I pulled that off. You know, and I'm proud of the content that I post. And I think that when you have a sense of pride for what you post, it tends to show.
So in saying that, you know, I tend to be a little overly critical of myself. I always have been since I was just a little pup, right? Because I didn't get teased and picked on a lot as well. So, you know, the old self-esteem there, it just didn't exist in my earlier years. So even being a little older, a little wiser, much more confident in myself, I'm still very, very critical of anything and everything that I do, whether it's artwork, whether it's podcasting, whether it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. And I've just recently started going live on Facebook, and man, the engagement is through the roof just since I started doing it on Facebook alone. But yeah. When you record a video, do you find yourself being, oh man, super, super critical and going, I can't post this shit?
Yes, 100% yes. I sometimes will, sometimes a video takes me, honest to God, 10 minutes and I post it and it does great. And sometimes I spend an hour, 2 hours, I sit on it and I'm like, should I post this? Should I film something else? Am I proud of this? And then I say, you know what? I'm just going to post it. Yeah, because sometimes I'll post something, especially if you're talking about TikTok in particular. I call them the TikTok gods. In order for you to get seen, you have to get put on the For You page. And, you know, you never know what is really going to get big. I've had videos that I put little time and effort in and they just blow up. And I'm like, what? I didn't even really put any thought into that. I just posted it. And then I have videos, actually today it happened. I put a little bit more effort into a video that I posted today on TikTok and it didn't do so well. And I'm like, ah, that kind of sucks. That stings a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that could definitely be frustrating. Going, you know, yes. I know I have a great plan. I know I've got a great idea. This is going to crush it. And then it falls flat. And that is you talk about a hit to the ego. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're like,
oh, 100%.
If this doesn't work, what does? What possibly work? You know, and you just, again, you start questioning yourself and maybe even you take another hit on that ego there and you lose a little bit of confidence in yourself. But then you turn around and just randomly throw up something fun and spontaneous and boom, you're a rock star. And
yeah.
I think that's the puzzle that I don't know that anybody can solve it. You know, I don't know anybody that's not already a celebrity that can consistently post content that just goes crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and something
that what makes TikTok so successful is that the For You page algorithm is crazy. My girlfriend's son, his first ever video that he posted on TikTok a couple months ago got 17,000 views. His first ever video.
Oh my God.
And every video. Yeah. And then every other video after that, he nets about 100 views.
Dude, I would shit myself for the 100 views, okay? Let's just be honest here. I'd be like, yes, sure. I'm a star. This is awesome. Yeah. 17,000, I wouldn't even be able to go to work the next day. I'd be like, oh, this is, yeah, the hell with y'all. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, he posted it at night, and he woke up, and his face lit up, and he kept posting, and then, you know, I mean, he's a trooper. He keeps going. He doesn't let it get him down, even though he's only getting 100 compared to 17,000. Which is also another great quality to have is don't base your success just off of one video not getting a certain amount of views or the engagement that you're looking for. Because, you know, it could have just been a fluke, you know?
Right.
And it's important to not get down and go, well, time to quit social media because I posted 3 videos in a row and no one liked them. I'm just going to quit now. You know, it's perseverance. You have to keep doing it.
I love that fact that's behind it there because so many of us do tend to call it quits way too early, if ever, you know what I mean? And,
yes.
And I think that's a huge quality to have tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I'm going to plug a little bit here, even though this isn't going to be heard for a couple of weeks, but, if y'all are listening to this right now, 2 weeks ago, I had on Larry Hatch, who is a former Navy SEAL commander. He was with the teams for about 10 years. And of course, how do you become a Navy SEAL? It's easy. You don't quit. That's exactly what Larry told us in the episode. He told us a lot more than that, but perseverance was the key. He said, you know, he wasn't the most fit. He wasn't the most athletically gifted in his buds class, but one thing he didn't do. And I think it was, man, what did he say? There was a shit ton. We'll just say 250. And there was like 11 that graduated. So it's like, and the difference is they just didn't quit, you know, and it's insane. But perseverance is something that you can definitely learn from social media, from your successes, and of course your failures as well. Failures more so than the other.
That's definitely one thing that the military has taught me. It was perseverance for sure. I mean, there's a lot of qualities that I keep with me from the military that derive that go into the social media, and perseverance is definitely one of those.
I have no doubt. Thank you for your service, by the way. We really appreciate that. So
you're welcome.
Let me ask you this. I see hashtags a lot on TikTok. And of course, hashtags were the cat daddy back in the Instagram days.
Yep.
I don't know that they're as effective now on Instagram as they once were, but I see a lot of the hashtag FYP or hashtags for your page. Are those of any value?
Actually, check this out. So I actually just started not putting the FYP in there and the For You page and all that. I have my own hashtag that I have, Stay Epic. And I use that to gauge how many total views my content has received for the most part within reason, because other people can use that hashtag too.
Sure.
But also So I've been doing the hashtag Stay Epic and then also the other ones. And then I just recently quit doing most of that. And I just do my personal hashtag. And I haven't noticed any difference in views, because the only way that somebody is going to see your video, if they click on the specific hashtag, is if your video has the most amount of views or a lot of views underneath that hashtag. So if you post a cat video and you hashtag it cats,
right,
and somebody clicks on hashtag cats, they're going to have to scroll way far to the bottom if you even get on that little hashtag page.
Gotcha.
So I, from my personal experience, I would say, honestly, like, you don't need a hashtag. It's just all about getting lucky and getting on that For You page.
That's cool. And that's something that, you know, I think a lot of times, especially on IG or Instagram, for those that are uninitiated, IG, the hashtags became that you just, it became the whole post. Everybody was hashtag, there's 20 hashtags for a single sentence post. And I don't know if that was part of the issue with them or if that's why they flooded, you know, IG. And I still don't think that they're as successful as they once were. I don't know, but I didn't want to get caught up in that same requirement essentially for TikTok.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time to see what hashtags are trending to.
Exactly.
And, you know, and to type them all out unless you have them. I did it for a while on my end. I stopped hashtagging on Instagram. I'm just trying to gain my following on Instagram from my other platforms like TikTok. But when I was trying to grow the IG, man, just typing out all of them or having it in my notes and then copy and pasting it. And it makes your posts look clunky and
yes,
just a bunch of gobbledygook. And nobody cares about the hashtags. They just want to see what you have to say, you know?
Exactly.
So it's, yeah, hashtags, I kind of agree with you there. They're kind of, I think they're fading away a bit.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite as effective, especially on Instagram, as they once were. Now, there still seem to be, and you know, LinkedIn's still an emerging platform. I say it's emerging. It's been around for several years, but as of the last 3 to 4 years, you've really just seen it grow and expand in its functionality. It's not something you use just because you're looking for a job anymore. It's not for headhunters only anymore. It's a platform just like any other. And there is room for content on there just like any other social media platform. So I think that you still have an opportunity to jump on the hashtag bandwagon, if you want to call it that, on LinkedIn. But the other platforms, man, I think they're just ahead of the game there. So
yeah, I agree.
Here's something that I got to ask. And
okay,
I'm dying to make videos. I really am. I think I'm a funny sumbitch. And
yeah,
maybe I'm not. I don't know. So
and confidence is key.
Yeah, exactly. See, my problem is I'm a dinosaur also. Okay. I like to do, and this is a reason why my Instagram's not as big as it should be either. Right. Because I'm a dinosaur. Okay. I'm a desktop kind of guy. I want to be able to do whatever it is I need to do on my desktop, upload it and go, hey, everything's cool, while I sit here and drink my Dr. Pepper and enjoy my evening. But TikTok, obviously, very, very mobile, very geared towards the mobile audience and very geared towards, I think that's one of the reasons that it resonates so well with a younger crowd, younger than myself anyhow, is because it is a mobile platform and everybody is so connected to their devices, not just physically, but cerebrally as well.
Oh, yeah.
Help me understand how I could edit these videos. I can record a video, two videos, whatever it may be, and edit those into something that I want on TikTok. Do you have any preferred apps that you use?
Oh my God, yes.
Lay it on us, because that's what me and my fellow wannabe, soon-to-be TikTokers want to know is, man, how do I make this stuff look good?
Okay, so I only know for iPhone, because I have an iPhone. So
I have an iPhone
iOS,
too, so.
All right, here we go. All my iOS users out there, you need two apps, and I promise you they will save your life. They're amazing. I don't record from within TikTok. Never do I do that. I record from an app called OK Video. OK, like O and K, and video. Very underrated app. You pay, it's like $1, there's a fee. You pay $1 and it gets rid of the little watermark, and you can cross post that one video across all of the platforms without a TikTok logo or whatever. So I record with that. And then for editing, this is a widely known app, Enlight Video Loop, I believe is what it's called. It's a little picture of like a little fox. Just type in Enlight Video and it's phenomenal.
As in INLIGHT or ENLIGHT?
E-N. I'm pretty sure it's E-N-L-I-G-H-T video.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and it is phenomenal. Those are the only two apps I use, unless I'm recording from my actual phone camera, and it's very great. It's phenomenal.
So now those apps, they're on your phone, right? You're recording from those apps on your phone, and I'm playing stupid, but I'm really not playing. So so you record using those apps, and what threw me off was you said when you're recording with your phone. Now, does that mean you're just natively running your camera instead of running through an app?
Yes.
I got you.
Yes. So with OK Video, the only way that you can record video is if you're pressing your finger on the screen. As long as your finger is on the screen, it's recording. As soon as you let go, it stops recording. So that's how I do my jump cuts really quickly.
Oh.
And that way you don't have to film a bunch of different videos on your camera, your phone camera natively, and then put all of those videos and order them the way you need them to be ordered. You can film it in order and then also insert clips and split it with your editing software in Light Video Loop. So.
Oh, snap, boy. This is good. Tonight's about, I'm going to be up all night long tonight. This is going to be fun.
I've done YouTube videos. I mean, I don't use a computer anymore. The only time I go on my computer is if I'm going to play Diablo or Overwatch or World of Warcraft. So,
I'm with you there, man. I'm a WoW nerd. I'm a 15-year WoW nerd. Been around since launch. So I'm right there with you. But
heck yeah, been around since TBC. So
that's the best expansion ever. Sorry, guys, we had to nerd out there a little bit, but it's all good. So, what server are you on?
Well, actually, I haven't played in quite some time. I'm waiting for Shadowlands to drop, but.
I've already bought it. I'm not gonna lie. I've already bought the expansion. I'm ready.
Oh, Sam, I'm just waiting for it. Yeah.
That's too funny, man. As a matter of fact, you know, I bought the whole Cat Daddy edition, and so you got an automatic boost to a 120. You got your 120 out of the deal, and I boosted my mage. Like, shit, it's not been a week, and you know he's already getting geared out. It's pretty fun.
Heck yeah. I love it, dude. I love it. It's great.
So yeah, man. WoW is it, man. I quit for 2 months. I quit. And we're going to get off topic here, but I don't care. This is just fun. Back in, golly, man, I started playing in 2005, which was just a couple of months after launch. And I played for years, but I was so into it. My life was World of Warcraft. I would get off work.
Oh my God,
I'd come home, log on. We celebrated holidays. My wife and I both nerded out so bad. We celebrated, of course, Christmas in WoW. 4th of July.
That's amazing.
We went to Stormwind and sat on the freaking bank and watched the fireworks. I don't know how many years in a row. It's so pathetic. But, of course, we were on Vent and we had our guild with us. And, of course, you know, there's 40, 50 of us all having a good time with it or whatever. But, yeah man, it went hardcore. And eventually it came down to, like, man, I have got to do something with my life. So I sold my account. And had instant regret. And now I play with my wife's account. And it's been years now since I sold my account. But what pisses me off, too, is I go to the armory and I see my toons. I see my characters that I sold. And they're just sitting there collecting dust. And I'm like, come on, man. At least play it. So, anyways, $400.
Play it, level it up.
Yeah, what a waste. I mean, $400 disappeared pretty quick. But all those hours and hours and hours and hours of leveling all those tunes.
Thousands of hours. Yeah,
man. So anyways, let's get off WoW and go back to TikTok. So
Yes. TikTok, of course.
Yeah, most definitely. So that's really good to have those two apps and to give us some insight into some of the ways that you get the transitions there. And, you know, I see not only the, what do you call those? Where you like snap your fingers and you're wearing different clothes or something. What are those called?
Transitions. Yeah.
They're just transition videos. That's all it is. So
that's what I call them. Yeah.
And that seems to be one of the most popular things on TikTok, aside from woodworking. You do that just using those two apps. And what does the OK Video not do for me that Enlight's going to do?
So Enlight is just your editing software. It's like an iMovie, a Final Cut Pro, an Adobe Premiere. It's just for editing. The filming is for OK Video. And actually, going back on the topic of the transitions for anybody that is trying to do transitions, OK Video makes it easy because it has what's called a ghost mode. And so I would film one clip of me snapping my fingers, and right as I'm ending my snap, I stop the clip, I take my finger off the screen, and you turn ghost mode on, and then it puts an overlay of your last of the last frame of the video that you recorded.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And then you put, let's say I wanted to snap a bottle of water in my hand. Then you put the bottle of water in your hand and you line everything up, the background and yourself, just as you were. And then you have the bottle and you kind of shake a bit and it makes it look like you just snapped a water bottle in your hand.
Right. I was wondering how that was done. That is so cool. I can't wait. This is going to be so exciting. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to master, but when you get it, you're like, I just did that. I feel great.
Yeah, I have no doubt. And I'm so excited about potentially doing my, not even potentially, doing my first one, because I've tried so many. I tried iMovie and I tried exporting it to OpenShot and Adobe Premiere on my laptop. And man, I was like, this is way too much work, bro. I can't do this. This is taking way too much time. You know, this is ridiculous. So these apps are going to be lifesavers, and I think TikTok is going to gain a lot of new active users thanks to the information that you've provided us here. So, man, I appreciate that so much.
Heck yeah, I'm here providing the secrets.
It's not like we're going to steal your views, so it's all good. You know what I mean?
So, there's enough to go around.
I hope so. I hope so. So, well, Jonathan, man, let's wrap this thing up. Tell us, what's your profile on TikTok? How do we find you? How do people follow your page and all that fun stuff?
Every social media you can think of is at Mr. Epic DB, as in Delta Bravo, DB. Mr. Epic DB, all one word. And that is me everywhere.
That's easy enough. Mr. Epic DB everywhere. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, Jonathan, man, this has been all my pleasure. I mean, it sounds like you laughed a couple of times and you had a good time, but I know I had a blast and I learned a lot. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your TikToking day to join me for an episode of the podcast.
Well, I appreciate you for having me on. I had a great time.
Hey, everybody. It's been another awesome episode of the Readily Random Podcast. Today, Jonathan DeWitt joined us and really threw some knowledge at us as far as how to use TikTok and what are some of the easiest ways to make TikTok videos. So here's what I anticipate, or and here's what I expect from you as listeners, is that you go out, you grab your TikTok account, and you start making TikTok videos, and you make sure that you go and you follow at Readily Random as well. So follow me. There's going to be some videos on there. They're probably going to suck, but who knows? If I'm going to say they suck, and they'll probably go viral. I'll have like 2 million views on a video, and Jonathan will be like, Larry, what'd you do, bro? Tell me what's up, man. Give me the secrets. I don't know if that'll happen or not. I highly doubt it, but we'll see. So anyways, you guys go out there, check it out, TikTok. TikTok also works for businesses, so don't sleep on it. Gary V, the man, says get you a TikTok account and do your thing. So do that, and we'll do it again next week. Thank y'all for listening. Bye. You could be larger than